added my own on top?
No.
I said what you are. You are a thief. You are a fornicator. You are a serpent seed. You are a pear. So what? Namitokam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you discover after you have seen this truth, when you are sharing it with somebody, they were the talker, and so you tell the talker. It's the same way. Every entire message church you go, that's all in the preacher. If you see our evangelists when they go outside, it's because na me they hear, you never hear them. They go to marketplace. Hallelujah. Sister Mercy is here. This is a dull woman. Are you here today? Sister Mercy, you are here? Now, he said he met Evangelist Ike and his group at Ladipo one day, some few years back. He said that they were preaching. And she felt that what these people were saying was correct. Okay, Alade Market. Okay, Alade Market. According to her, she said she was so carried away, she went to them and called them and then bought drinks for them. She said, and then they drank, and she said, what surprised her was that after she gave them, she said the type of sales she made that day, she has never made that type of sales. So she knew that what these people were saying, they must be true men of God. So she said, even that day, she paid the tithe to them. Though I know she am. But hallelujah. Amen. But she paid the tithe. But the area I'm going is this. She said, now it was time they were supposed to pray for her after she had given them drinks. He said, a sister who was following them, also, and one of the gifted sisters, saw revelation for her and said, I can't pray. I have a message for you. I can't give you the message because you are wearing trousers. Remove that trouser and come and meet me. After they don't take her drink, oh. Was that Pastor Moses? No. It's the spirit of this message. The fact that you're giving me money doesn't mean that you will catch me. I will tell you the truth after I've collected the money from you. Why? Go on. A time will come. Go on.
For a time will come.
Yes.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
They will not endure sound doctrine.
But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves a
treasure. After their own lust. After their own heart desire. They will heap to themselves what? Teachers.
Teachers having itching ears.
They will have itching ears. Uh-huh.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
They will turn their ears away from the truth.
And shall be turned unto fables.
And now, watch it, brethren. They will turn their ears. Of course, if you turn your ears away from truth, where will your ears fall into? Fables. The Bible described them as fables. They said they have itching ears. That means there is something they like to hear. And these days, church, what do people like to hear? Gospel of prosperity. The one who will tell you, tomorrow you'll be a millionaire. Amen. That is my pastor. But a man that will stand and tell you, cocaine pusher, hell is waiting for you. They say, stop condemning. You that you are carrying boyfriend, girlfriend anywhere, one day, Magu will catch you. Do you know what is Magu? You know what is Magu?
Yes, sir.
Magu means what? Don't climb. Continue to climb. One day, you will climb. There will be no separation. Anybody preaching that type of sermon, you say, eh? And so, because this is what they want, what will happen? That is what is illustrated in 1 Kings chapter 21. Let's open it now. That is what we looked at on Tuesday. Let's look at it again.
1 Kings 21.
Yes. 1 Kings chapter 1. Read chapter 21.
And it came to pass after these things.
Yes.
The Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard.
Please read it so that we can hear. We know you are just from the camp. Something happened to your voice. It's okay, but read it so that we can hear. Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard. Yes.
Which was in Jezreel.
Mm-hmm.
Had by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab said unto Naboth, saying, give me the vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than this. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab said unto his house, and came into his house heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite has spoken to him.
Okay, just because of time, let me explain what that chapter 21 is saying. Listen, because of time. Read it on your own. Note it, go and read it. Naboth is a poor Jew that had a piece of land that his father left for him next to the king's land, mansion. And maybe the king wanted to expand his mansion, and then now call Naboth to collect his own, to buy it. But remember that a proper son will not sell an inheritance like that. And so Naboth told him, no, this land is the land my father gave me, we cannot sell it. And maybe what Ahab wanted to do, with the land, you know, was so much disturbing to him. He got very worried. And when he got home after discussing with Naboth, his wife Jezebel, and we all know who Jezebel was. Amen. You all know who Ahab was. Ahab, if you read that verse 21, the testimony of Ahab was that among all the kings of Israel, there is none that has sold himself to do evil like Ahab. Ahab was so full of evil. And now, he went. Part of the evil was to marry that Philistine woman, Jezebel. And because he married Jezebel, he polluted the whole land. Of course, it is Jezebel that imported into Israel the act of paint. When you see a Jew dress and do her hair one kind, do her hair, put color here, put color here, put India on here, put Chinese on here, dress it one kind, pass it through one devil helmet in a saloon, and then pour oil there, fry it very well, then carry paint, paint her face, paint her nail, paint her legs, carry neck chain, tie there, hang for ear, hang everywhere, and it's moving. Where did she learn it from? From the first lady. The best setter. Hallelujah. That is not the way Sarah was dressing. And whose daughter are you, church? 1 Peter chapter 3 says you are whose daughters? Sarah's daughter. You are to emulate Sarah. But there are Christians that of all the characters in the Bible, it's Jezebel they want to imitate. Sitting there in the church. They may even be your neighbor now, so they sit down there now. Amen. When you're going to church, the character you want to follow is the same character that Ahab was following. See how Ahab ended up. Jezebel now advised, say, you are the king. Come on about this. Come on, this is useless. It's making you worry. Okay, leave. I know what to do. He called, the Bible says, sons of Belial. And the children of Ibera say, come, the way that some landlords do in Lagos. There are people that they can hire to go and stand. Maybe Tony, your landlord, give you quick notice. And he wants you to leave the house. You don't know, say, you don't go court. You don't hire somebody to come and say, oh, you leave, and say, you'll be Tony. So when they go, say, case number this, the Tony versus landlord, Tony will come out. Maybe not be you. Somebody will come and say, now you be Tony. Say, when will you pack out? I'll pack out tomorrow. If you don't pack up tomorrow, what happened? I'm going to throw my thing outside. That's all. Okay, judge, you say, okay, we'll give you up to even next tomorrow to pack. Bara, bara. You sit up for half. You see OPC, everybody coming. What happened? When you reach court, they will say, judgment was passed now. See, you were witness. See what you talk. See what you talk. Sons of Belial were gathered. Hallelujah. Sons of Belial were gathered to accuse Naboth that he was blaspheming the king. And if you blaspheme, it is death sentence. So they set up a court. Meanwhile, Ahab didn't know. But they kill Naboth under a false accusation with false witnesses that said they were there. They killed him. And as soon as he died, Jezebel now came and said, stand up now. That young man don't die. Go and do what you want to do in the land. He said, he don't die. He said, what happened? He said, I have taken care of him. Amen. And she got to, he stood up now on his way to go and inspect the land. God told his prophet Elijah, the Tishbite, and he took off. He met him on the way. Hey, King Ahab, you have killed now. You are going to take possession, Abi. And told him, thus said the Lord. Oh, wheresoever the dogs licked the wound, the blood of Naboth, there also they will, you read it and you see the kind of punishment. It was so much until even a man that has sold himself to sin like that, whose conscience had been seared with a hot iron like Ahab, the Bible says he began shiver when he heard what will happen to him. But the emphasis is that a death sentence was passed over him and Jezebel. Now, chapter 22. Who is reading it? A death sentence has been passed over Ahab and Jezebel by God. Who is reading? From verse 1.
And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year.
They continued how many years after that? 3 years. That's why I say 3 years passed. It looks as if nothing will happen. The thing where God talk, it no go happen. 3 years. Since 3 years passed, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Boldness came up again to Ahab. Ahab that has a death sentence under thus said the Lord by a vindicated prophet. A vindicated prophet. A past death sentence. Hallelujah. In this age, we have a vindicated prophet, the man William Marion Braham. He has given us thus said the Lord. He said, thus said the Lord. Ichabod is written against the Pentecostals. That is, the glory of God has departed. The glory of God has departed. Then what is happening in their midst? That is the mystery we are looking at now. Go on.
Verse 2.
Yes.
And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel.
Yes.
And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours?
Don't you know that that piece of land, Ramoth in Gilead, do you know that it belongs to Israel? You want to go to battle. Abi, go ahead.
And weep still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria.
We are sitting down here, our land is there, and the king of Syria is there taking care, and we're sitting down here. It's of us to go there and collect it.
Verse 4. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel,
yes,
I am as thou art, my people as thy people,
yes,
my horses as thy horses.
Yes.
And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel,
remember, by this time Israel has been divided into two, Judah and Israel.
Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today.
Yes.
Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them,
yes,
shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides? that we might inquire of him?
Now, listen, church. You have to catch this picture. Please, just give me very few minutes. How many minutes did I ask for? Few, just few. Eh? Please, I didn't ask for too many minutes, just few minutes. Now, listen, church, you have to catch it. You have to catch this thing. That's why we are here. You have to catch it. He says, hallelujah. Because in Israel, before you go for battle, you must go and inquire from the prophet. And I want you to imagine that as apostate, as abominable as Ahab was, he still had prophets that were around him. 400 of them. 400 of them. And he said, but Jehoshaphat asked him, now that we are going, let's go and inquire. Immediately said, I have prophets. He gathered them. He gathered 400. Not four of them, 400. Amen. Look for us and see whether if we go for this battle, we shall succeed or not. And 400 of them said the same thing. They shook their heads. They shook their heads. And they went to him and said, hallelujah. Because of time, I'll just state it. I'll state the story. Just sit down. You read it on your own. And he said, go, you will succeed. Hi. The way they were saying, 400 of them. But Jehoshaphat still looked at him and said, come, apart from this 400, don't we have any more prophets? Why would Jehoshaphat still ask for another prophet when 400 have prophesied the same thing? I think the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the matter be established. 400 have already spoken. Amen. And then all of a sudden, I'm telling Bible story now. He said, there is one. His name is Micaiah. That man doesn't say anything good concerning me. Jehoshaphat said, don't talk like that now. Invite him to come. Let's also hear from him. And then they sent for him. When they sent the messenger that went, a man told Micaiah, said, Micaiah, look, 400 doctors of divinity, 400 GOs, 400 mighty preachers with branches all over the world, they have told the king, this is what they said. No, go talk your own different. Oh, because you're always talking different. He told him, he said, as the Lord liveth, it's only what God tells me that I will say. Well, he went there. Hey, you're welcome, Micaiah. See what is happening. Oh? Before, Micaiah did not shake his head as he used to shake. Immediately he reached there. He said, see, the way it is written, you can see clearly. He said, go, the Lord will be with you. You go away. And they go. Ahab said, Micaiah, come. Sure, I told you, don't say anything except what the Lord has told you concerning me. He said, okay, you want the truth? You want the truth? I see Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, all these ones have no shepherd. Let them return to their homes. Hey, Ahab said, Jehoshaphat, shall I told you? Shall I told you this man will not say anything good concerning me? But you say you want truth. He don't tell you truth tonight, you're vexed. And then one of those popular ministers, popular prophet by the name of Zedekiah. Hallelujah. Remember, when they were prophesying before Micaiah came, he was so sure, he took horns that he made of brass. They were shining. He shook them in the spirit. He danced to the king. He said, take prophetic action. By this, that is how you will push the Syrians. You will succeed. Now, Micaiah is coming to say, Nala, he's speaking contrary to what he spoke. And the man Zedekiah, he stood up and went to Micaiah and gave him one slap. Powers! continues useless man. Where did the Spirit of God leave me to go and prophesy by you? Hallelujah. Is that not the same thing the denominations are saying concerning us? Where is this bride assembly people where they are talking, when your pastor, where your pastor? What do they know concerning the gospel? I stood on the main road here with one of the Jews around one time. And he was telling me, he said, I will teach you Bible. I said, not true. I say, not true, because me, I'm still learning. You have finished learning. Praise God for you. Me, every day, I'm still learning. So I agree, you can teach me. Amen. They believe they know more than us, because their members are more than us. Zedekiah slapped Micaiah. Micaiah tell and say, okay, don't worry now. You wait and see. When that day will come, the way you're going to run to hide. That day now you're going to remember, say, now God talk. Ahab said, bundle him and take him to the keeper in the prison there. Put her in the dungeon, the deep, deep one. Chain him there. He said, put him there until I come. He said, that is if you come back. Oh, glory be to God. As I was saying, a true prophet does not argue. A true prophet does not argue. He tells you, thus said the Lord, if you slap him, now you savvy. If you kick him, now you savvy. He has told you, thus said the Lord. Oh, you think he had no hand to slap Zedekiah back? He was looking at a dead man already. And while he was standing there, a vision broke forth. And then the mystery was explained. Why? What happened? As soon as Ahab made up his mind to go for that battle, a meeting was held in heaven by God with the host of heaven. And they gathered all the angels, all everybody gathered, and God was telling them, who will go and make Ahab to go to this battle so that he will die there? Who will go and make him to go? That's where we are coming now. And he said, this one brought this idea. It's not going to work. This idea is not going to work. And the Bible says, a lying spirit appeared and came in their midst. Remember, the lying spirit does not live in heaven. Because the Bible said, Satan goeth to and fro. Like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When he came to Job, the same meeting was going on when he came. And he said, Satan, where did they come from? Where did he say he was coming from? To and fro, I have no address. You get any work for me? You get anywhere you want to send me go? God, I did. Remember, he's a servant of God. Satan is a servant of God. Hallelujah. And so, that lying spirit, as meeting is going on, he decided to come. What are they talking now? Anything I feel do? Hallelujah. He said, now concerning Ahab, I know what to do. God asked him, what is your idea? How will you make Ahab to go to that battle so that he will die? He said, I will go and possess those his prophets and cause them to prophesy lie to him. That is where we are going to, the spirit of delusion. So the 400 of them were receiving revelation as they used to receive. Now, when you now see them, while they were there prophesying, they were prophets. But the spirit by which they were prophesying was what? A lying spirit. Why? So that Ahab is the target. So that Ahab will believe their lies and end up where? In death. And so they came. You know that Ahab, he knows that what Micaiah was saying was true. I was saying on Tuesday that serpent seeds are normally very smart. Tares are very smart. Very, very smart. They kept Micaiah in the prison. Let's go for that battle. But when it was time, Ahab called Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, come. You will disguise. I will disguise myself like an ordinary man. You dress like a king. Eh? You hear? And foolish Ahab. That is how Christians are. We believe all things. It's Christians that can very easily be taken advantage of. But the children of serpent, they are smart. I mean smart. Smart. I mean smart. And he said, you dress like that. Why? In every battle, the target is who? The king. Because the king is always the one leading the battle. Once they grab the king, all others, they surrender. Because there's no more leader. Now who will give the order? And as soon as they were to go for that battle, the Syrian army now, they said, see, the general, the king, they called, say, don't go after any soldier. Go only after the king. Don't touch anybody. Your target is just grab the king of Israel. But meanwhile, he was so smart. The Bible records, in that chapter 22, you can go home and read it on your own. Jehoshaphat now, dressed like a king, mumu. there's no more mumu followers. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And true victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original, hallelujah, the original life, the original sin, the original world is what I believe, the Son of Man, the seven seal to be unveiled, the original life, the original sin. That's why the Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. He said, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. They will lead you to unnecessary trouble. Mumu Jehoshaphat begin go battle. Some time the enemy saw him, they started pursuing him. Pursuing him. The Bible said Jehoshaphat cried. There are some of you that are crying today. Now serpents push you to the trouble you have entered now. Some of you that are crying today, lamenting all you have gone through because you believed somebody and you push yourself into it. Jehoshaphat cried and cried. And I just want to imagine what he was saying when he was crying. I don't know who can help us cry that type of cry. Am I humble? Am I humble? Let me be humble. I'll be visitor. I don't get hand for this sinner. I don't know why I put my hand for this sinner. Micaiah talk about. Micaiah talk about. I still follow this man. Hallelujah. They discovered that it was not Ahab. They left him. Amen. The Bible says they were still looking for him. Remember, he was destined to die. The Bible says somebody just threw an arrow by venture. At this, now the last arrow where I gave it this. Hey, prophetic action. Anywhere I day. Hallelujah. He's just throwing the thing. Now the last arrow I gave it this. Prophetic action. Hey, this arrow. Look for where I have day. The thing begin look for him. Where he was hiding the arrow. You cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You may cover your sins that no man else may know, but you cannot hide it from God. You can't hide it. That arrow found him. And that is how Ahab died. They carried him there. His blood, exactly as it was spoken of. That is how Ahab died. The dogs came and licked his blood. The same thing also, Jezebel died in the same way also. The same thing, dogs came and licked, just as Micaiah has spoken. But the emphasis was how Ahab was killed. He met his death through the delusion that God brought upon him through those false prophets. And today, the same thing is happening also. A lot of people, that the spirit has been released in the church today, because they will not listen to the true prophets. They prefer to listen to lying spirits and seducing spirits. He, God, has given a lying spirit to be prophesying to them that they will go to hell. So that they will go to hell. The lying spirit is telling a fornicator, don't worry, you are sons of God. You are dressing like a prostitute and coming. And then a lying spirit is telling you, no, it doesn't matter. You are sitting down there in a church. Hallelujah. And somebody is telling you, as long as you pay your tithe and your offering, God is well pleased. A lying spirit is telling you, it's grace. It's not what is outside, it's in the heart. It's in the heart. But my Bible tells me it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaketh. That dress that you are putting on to expose yourself, that picture was first in your heart before you went to the tailor to design it. Hallelujah. It's true. Before you wake up and design your face with paints, the picture of a masquerade was in your heart and you want to look like one. That is why you bought those paint box and paint brushes. The picture of a masquerade was in your heart. And I want to imagine why a Christian would like to look like a masquerade. But a man of God, anointed, a prophet of God, is telling you, it doesn't matter. Just believe him. Just believe him. Just believe God. Say with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's all. You are going to heaven. See, you are born again. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Except a man be born of the Spirit and know. See? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongue? You have not spoken in tongue? Stand up. You want to speak in tongue? It's you that is holding yourself. You see? You can speak in tongue. You are the one holding yourself. You have the Spirit of God in you. Didn't the Bible say you have the Spirit of God in you? If the Bible says I have the Spirit of God in me, it means I have the Spirit of God in me. Just believe it. You are the one holding yourself. Who is preaching? Is Ahab's prophet preaching? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, they are in the majority. 400 of them saying the same thing. A simple one. The devil has decided to undress women. And it is in this Pentecostal stage he started. I have told you several times in this church, when Satan means you, he doesn't just come, wow, like that. If you sit down like this, and Satan slap you, towers at the same time, he don't mean you anything. He just wants to deal with you that moment and go away. But if he wants to deal with you in a way it will last, he will work on you. He can work on you for 10 years. He will start small, small. Small, small. Don't think that women began to dress half naked and go to church overnight. It started small, small. The first thing they started was to remove the head covering first. They started with that one. You don't have to wear, when you come to church, it doesn't matter. Just remove it. Oh, the Bible says the hair is given to a woman for a covering. So why are you putting that? So he preached until all Pentecostal churches removed that one. They say, I don't succeed. They started preaching it up and down. Small time. Hallelujah. They started with wearing cross no gutter. Who knows cross no gutter? Cross no gutter. They wear it in a tight like this. Cross no gutter. Then the next thing was they were tearing the back. So somebody is going to church, the back of the skirt is torn. So that as they walk out, they go, they lap from the back. Everybody is seeing the lap. The next thing they started was, when they finished that one, they designed a cloth. It is in the church. I heard the name of that cloth. They call it shawarma. You know shawarma? Spaghetti. They call it spaghetti. Okay, you know spaghetti? You know what spaghetti is? You know the food spaghetti? So you can imagine what they describe that dress as, spaghetti. One rope. Hold on here. Then, you know what it means. Before, women, at least I grew up with women. I am the only son of my mother, so I know how women dress. Every woman before had shimmy. Woman, they wear shimmy again. And you think that it is Satan that has been dropping it small. They remove shimmy. People didn't know why they were removing shimmy. It's because a time is going to come when he will tell them to wear the one that will not cover their belly. So that when they are going, everybody can see their belly. It's the devil that was nakeding them. And there are Ahab's prophets to say, you are all going to heaven. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. A preacher will read Bible, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, and tell you that it doesn't matter, a woman can wear trouser. A woman to wear trouser. In this part of the world, trouser, now men, they wear them. And I always say, why are men not wearing skirts? Why is the woman wearing man's trouser? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is encouraging you? Preachers are encouraging you. In Broad Assembly. Hallelujah. You have had preachers preach. Until, why do you think a woman will take off from her house and then select a cloth? She's going to church where they will tell her, raise up your hands and worship the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Then, in her wardrobe, the cloth she will wear is the one that is sleeveless. Why will you, a woman, a proper Christian woman, a decent lady, want men, anybody at all, to see your underwear? And a man of God is saying, it doesn't matter, you look pretty. You look pretty. You're a beautiful woman. And you don't know, that same spirit that was on Ahab's prophet, that same spirit has come again. It's a spirit to delude those who refuse truth so that all of them will go to hell. As a mystery, brethren. So when we talk here, we are not out of fashion. We are not outdated. We know the truth. We know what the Bible says. And when we speak to our sisters like this, it's because we love you. We want to see you in the rapture. You cannot come here, we deceive you. You've come here so that your eyes will be open. That's the truth. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. Now pastors are divorcing their wives and marrying another wife. preachers that went to bless him and say it doesn't matter. Very soon, men will be divorcing their wives in the churches and taking another wife. Why? It doesn't matter. A preacher will join you, say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's true now. Spirit of delusion. Spirit of delusion. Recently, a sister that used to worship here, I've not seen her for some time. They changed to another church. Another church that believed they know the word even more than us. And she brought her card at his wedding. And as I was looking at her in the church, my office, he said they are wedding in the court. I said, why court? Is your husband not a believer? He said he's a believer. He even used to worship here before, something like that. And as I looked at her, it's no vision. Those I have told. I told you, I said it's no vision. I said it's no revelation. I said, Kro, I saw a woman. This girl is pregnant. I just thought in my heart, you're inviting me to come for your wedding. You are pregnant. And I asked, I said, I hope you are okay. He said, yes. You are physically okay. He said, eh. I said, your body changed, oh. He said, now school, cause I'm. I said, ah, this kind of school, where you go, your body go change like this. I love that kind of school, oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A pregnant woman. It was evident that Bele came up because that sister was a popular sister in this church. Everybody know her. She has left now. Hallelujah. And on her wedding day, all the people that left this church, they were all gathered there hailing her, our sister. Even one of the pastors that left here, even was the one that preached there that day. Stating how wonderful the sister is. How blessed the brother is to get a Christian sister like this. Can't you see? And he was preaching under anointing. But you know the anointing that was preaching now. You know the anointing that was preaching now. Because this one does not need vision. That woman was pregnant. In this church, we have condemned that. It's abomination for a woman to get pregnant. Not only getting pregnant, that the man should even see your pants before the wedding day. William Branham says that is, you are not permitted to even kiss until you are pronounced husband and wife in the name of the Lord. If there is anybody here you have kissed, well, we'll never marry. When you leave here today, go and carry anointing oil and toothbrush. Brush your mouth very well with anointing oil. Put that thing away. It's abomination. But there are people that are waiting, pregnant people, carrying enter message. And they know Pastor Moses can never identify with such things. Even among some of them that gathered there, I know one of them, their leader, that married his wife. Up till now, he never paid dowry. And they are the ones saying they are in the continuity ministry. Now we stand still and then continue. Continue in iniquity, I mean continue in truth. So that your eyes can open to know the mystery of this kingdom. Can God deceive a prophet? Yes! Jeremiah saw it. Jeremiah chapter 4. Open it. Who is reading? Who is reading for us?
Jeremiah 4.
8, 9, 10.
For this guard you with sackcloth. Lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, and the priests and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, Ha, Lord God.
Hey, read that verse again.
Verse 10.
Read that verse 10 again, yes.
Then said I, Ha, Lord God,
So after Jeremiah, he saw the condition. People have been prophesying to Israel, peace, peace, this and that. And God revealed the condition, the end of Israel to Jeremiah. What did he say in verse 10?
Ha, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived these people and Jerusalem, saying, ye shall have peace, whereat the sword reacheth unto thy soul.
God is saying, So all this prophecy we have been receiving from God, making the people believe that Jerusalem, you will have peace. Meanwhile, there is sword coming upon them. He said, thou hast greatly deceived the people. But was it God that deceived them? You say potentially, yes. They did not want truth now. What they want is what God gave to them. That's what we see again in Ezekiel chapter 14. Quickly, let's round up with that scripture. Ezekiel chapter 14. Read it from verse 1.
And it says, then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abomination. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, he separated himself from me, and setteth up idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me.
Yes.
I, the Lord, will answer him by myself, and I will set my face against that man.
Now, just hold on that verse. Listen here. God was telling Ezekiel, he said, listen, my servant, let me give you one secret. Anybody that comes from Israel, like Ahab, before you do anything, you want to come to the prophet to inquire. He said, but you have set the idol of your heart. That is, you have made up your mind as to what you want to do, as to what you believe, as to what you have decided. But to fulfill all righteousness, you are coming with that idol in your heart, and you are making an inquiry. He said, when he comes to a prophet to inquire, he said, he will answer that person according to what? The idol of his heart. Now, if a scripture will not make you to be afraid of this, our God, if this scripture doesn't, no other scripture will again. So, sister, the Bible makes it clearly, be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. And at that unbeliever, your mind deal with. That Guru Maharaj, man, why? You know it's because he gets money. Why? Because he gets money. And you are saying, hey, and if I marry this man, I don't say, my life go better. The man promised, say, go build my house for village. He said, all my family go carry them go abroad. He said, go buy me a car. He go do this one, he go do this one. Ah, man, don't suffer. Man, don't suffer. As God bring this one my own way now, so I know they let him go. God go understand, though. But, God, they say, I say, as a bride member, so make I go find out for one prophet. There is not every prophet he will come to. He knows which prophet he will come. Then he look where he select the prophet. Then he's coming to Prophet Thomas Nwoke. Hallelujah. The Bible says, that thing that you have made up your mind to do, as you meet the prophet, even before you sit down, say, now your marriage, they come to find out. He said, Kai, I know, say, God go talk. He said, the man, now Guru Maharaj, they say, he get one shrine for your house like this. He said, God is saying, now your husband. He said, oh, I thought I'm, you go. But the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with. Already you know what you are doing is wrong. But you have made up your mind. When you come before God, God will answer you according to your heart desire. Is that not how he answered Ahab? That is how he answered Ahab. Ahab had made up his mind to go to Ramoth Gilead. And whether those prophets spoke the truth or not, he was not going to change his mind. If not, why didn't he listen to Micaiah? He had made up his mind. Opportunity was given to him. Not the correct one, not the wrong one. He chose the wrong one because that is his mind. And everyone that makes that type of choice, the way Ahab ended, that is how you will end. But you say, but it's God that showed me. It's God, oh. It's God. Can God deceive me? Can God deceive me? Well, you can see now God can deceive. But he deceives to answer you, to make you go the way you have made up your mind to end up. Read on, continue reading. What of that prophet? What will happen to the 400 prophets after God has used them to deceive Ahab? What will happen to them? Read on.
Verse 8. And I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people.
Yes.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And if the prophet be deceived.
If the prophet be deceived, what happened?
When he has spoken a thing.
Yes.
I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Who deceived that prophet? Are you tired? I'm reading Bible. Who deceived the prophet? Bible say, I, God, have deceived him. Read that verse again.
And if the prophet be deceived.
If the prophet be deceived.
When he has spoken a thing.
Yes.
I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Uh-huh.
And I will stretch out my hand upon him.
Uh-huh.
And will destroy him from the midst of my people.
What will he do to that prophet? The same way Ahab went is the same way those 400 prophets will go. Why? I said, that sister that came to give, to meet prophet, he knows which prophet to meet. Oh, she knows. It's not every prophet they will meet. That sister that wore trouser and stood before a gifted sister. Eh? Maybe that sister, I don't know who it was among you. I don't know the sister at that time. Is it Ijoma? Is it, yeah, sister Ijoma? Now, if that sister is going to meet another one that wears trousers like her, and is going to direct her to brother assembly to a prophet, will he, she say he should go to Ijoma? He will say, where did they go? There's one girl, she be like this. She be, her head is always like this. No, be sure. If you go there, if you look you, if you paint your face, you do, you no go attend to you. Then which one do you think will attend to me? He will describe the one that she know. We describe. There is a minister here, Ndubisi, who was here with us before. What was his nickname? We used to call him Micaiah. Until, if you paint your face, or you wear a ring, you come to that brother, he will not only tell you, he will help you to remove it first, physically. He will remove your neck chain physically. If you refuse, he will tell you to go away. He will not attend to you. Until we had to warn him. We said, no, take her easy. Take her easy. It's just they come for the first time now. Preach to her. If she agrees, if she no agree, leave her to take the decision by herself. Show her scripturally that she cannot wear that. Don't act like that. It took time until we were going to remove him from minister. Say, if you continue, we shall remove you. Before his head came down. That is Micaiah. Okay, now, will somebody direct a woman wearing painted lips to Ndubisi? If you want, person will go pray for you. In name of Ndubisi, no go there. No go there. I was saying on Tuesday, and I want to repeat it here again. I said, a sister was saying, some brethren were saying that they have observed, and I agree with them, it's a good observation, that there are many more sisters in the church. They are increasing in number, wearing a ring, painting their faces and painting their legs and painting their nails, that they are increasing in the church. Pastor, do something. Pastor, do something. And I told them, no be pastor go do something. Now me then they come meet for prayer. There are people where then they go meet for prayer. Every one of them come, there are ministers that they go to meet for prayer. If those ministers cannot make them stop that thing, now me go talk for pulpit. If I talk for pulpit, they go meet them. They will continue. They will think it is a Moses Alu affair, not a scriptural affair. So it is not their fault. It is not my fault. It's the ministers that minister to them. They are not telling them the truth. And God will judge every minister, that God will bring his daughter to you to minister to, so that you see light. You refuse to show them the light and concentrate on another thing. God will judge you because he presented something to you. That is the reason. The gift is the pull for that sister to come, so that she will know the meaning of Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have a comfort from Apostle Paul. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Can we stand up to read that? Can we all stand up? Read it from verse 13. If you are there, I will read it. I will read it from verse 13. But we are we there? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I have finished. My few minutes have ended. My few minutes have ended. My few minutes. I asked for only few minutes. They have ended. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Why? Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of what? The truth. We are ordained to believe the truth. That's why God has presented us here with the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether by word or by our epistle, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught. Next service, we shall look at those traditions in the topic of the ancient landmark. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope you are not angry with me. If you are happy with the word today, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Can we pick our hymn book? Hymn number 4.